1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And as workers go back over ballots that weren't counted on election night, sorting them by hand into possibly for Gore and possibly for Bush piles, Gore's stacks are growing faster. And this is in this recount situation that's going on in Florida. The Florida Supreme Court, by the way, continues to consider whether or not they're going to allow these recounts. We also have contact with Dean Wheeler. Dean is with the International Information Consortium, a think tank in the Southern California area, and is joining us on the line on our newsmaker line here this afternoon. Dean, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
It's my pleasure, Phil.
What can you tell us? What is your think tank about, by the way? It's an International Information Consortium. I know you guys specialize in some kind of an analysis.
That is correct, Phil. A think tank, really what we do is specialize in electoral analysis.
And how is the recount going?
Well,
and by the way, a better question is, what is an undervote? I've been hearing an awful lot about undervotes.
Well, Phil, you bet. An undervote is what we have been hearing so much about. It's a dimpled chad, or a chad that is connected at two or three corners. And you are right in what you were saying about how these are mostly in the Gore column. And our job really is how to minimize the embarrassment of this to the Democratic Party, because a lot of these undervotes, these dimpled chads, really are coming from Democratic voters. And we have to educate those voters that are new to the process and don't know how to, in some instances, are confused about punching the ballot.
Well, what I'm hearing is basically that these dimpled chads, these chads that are just three-cornered or two-cornered, these undervotes, as they're called, they're piling up on the Democratic side. So you're saying most of the Democratic voters were making these mistakes.
Well,
I mean, isn't this an easy enough process? Take the metal pin and stick it through the card.
Well, hold on that, Phil, because maybe it might be easy for you, but you have an awful lot of new voters in the Democratic Party. A lot of them are Africans of American descent. Some of them are senior, older citizens, and they haven't been assimilated really into the system.
Wait a minute. It's just a matter of just punching a card, okay, right? I mean, why do we have these...
Well, Phil, you know, you're a younger voter. You're a younger white voter, and you may not understand the history. When you bring in a lot of undereducated people, whether they are African, you know, the history of the African, he comes here and he is subjected to discrimination in America, and it really didn't have the breaks that you and I might have had.
Yeah, but it seems simple. You just go into the thing, you punch it through with the metal stylus.
Phil, if you were to hand that metal pin and a ballot to a little child, what do you think would happen?
I have no idea. I guess they're going to get it wrong, okay? But the point is, it's a simple thing to ask an adult, okay?
Well, again, Phil, we are dealing with older senior people. They're old. A lot of them have palsy. They have some of them shake a little bit. They punch the Bush hole by mistake. They dimple it. Some of them have dementia. In some polling places,
what do you mean dementia?
Well, in some polling places, we had some reports that some of the seniors came in raving, obviously delirious. We had reports of some African people who don't have, you know, might not have as much education and don't understand the process of punching the card, and they wound up. There was one older black lady who punched all the holes in the card because.
Okay. So what are we talking about here? Are we talking about people who are incapable of understanding a simple voting process?
Phil, we are, and unfortunately we're talking about Democrats. These are mostly Democratic voters.
Okay, well, you're in a think tank, and help me out with this one, Dean. Why are most of these people who have a difficult time figuring out how to punch holes in a card, why are they Democrats?
Well, I don't know that, Phil. It would seem, though, that most of the people, you know, you have socioeconomic considerations. Most black people are Democrats, and so hence you carry over their inability, I guess, to assimilate. A lot of these senior citizens down there are Democrats, and so you sort of assimilate that situation, and you get yourself a lot of... people who don't know how to do it. I don't know how to answer your question.
Yeah, well, you're not answering my question. I mean, in other words, so you're saying that most of these misvotes, these undervotes, these dimpled chads, these badly punched out chads, these are all undemocratic ballots.
Well, Phil, I think the only way to do this is to take a look at this and say that these seniors need a revote. The African American neighborhoods deserve a revote.
Yeah, but if these people cannot punch this thing right the first time, I don't understand why they should be given another opportunity, okay?
Well, what we're recommending is that there is a United Nations observation team is brought in.
So we need international, you're saying we need some kind of international monitoring?
Oh, absolutely. I think the state of Florida has blown it so badly, and they have, Six Ways to Sunset have screwed the pooch on this. So I think the only thing you can do is bring in a United Nations observation team to make sure that the African people and the old senior people have a fair vote, because I think they've been unfairly manipulated. Yes, they are a little, not as smart as you and I, and maybe they have a hard time punching the hole in a card, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to vote. And we need a re-education program in these communities.
Well, it seems to me that if you have to re-educate communities on how to punch a hole in a card, that it's pointless. Now, you're asking for a United Nations observation team.
And a United Nations observation team headed up by neutral countries to go into Florida and to re-administer the vote, with particular attention paid to the African of American descent and the older senior people, and make sure that they are being allowed to punch the right hole. And I think an observation team of some Belgian specialists. And
so we have a United Nations team of people observing whether or not the old people and black people are punching the right hole.
Well, if they intend on voting for Gore, I think they have the right to know which hole the Gore hole is. And I think that that is only fair. And I think that's something that, I think an international observation team can bring to it.
All right. Well, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler. He's with a think tank called the International... Forget the name of your company or your think tank here. The International...
Well, Phil, it's called International Information Consortium.
Okay, International Information Consortium, and you're located in Los Angeles, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686, and you are proposing that so many of these undervotes, these dimpled chads and these badly busted out chads, are Democratic ballots, that a revote take place under the auspices and under the aegis of the United Nations.
Absolutely.
And that's because why?
Well, as I indicated to you, I think that the state of Florida, it's out of control now. They've got it to the Supreme Court. They're going all over the place. They don't know whether, they're changing these observers left and right. You have canvassing boards involved. You have circuit court judges involved. And I just think, Phil, for everybody involved, I think what we want to do is bring in an impartial observation team. It's not something United Nations hasn't done before.
And the United Nations is going to stand there in these voting places, these polling places, as these people re-vote senior citizens and African Americans.
That is correct.
And help them get it right.
Well, at least administer this so that if a senior citizen goes in, she wants to know which way how to punch the hole out. Well, you have someone from France who can show her how to do that, and that's all we're talking about.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's Phil Henry, Dean Wheeler from International Information Consortium. So there you go. We're going to get back to Dean in a moment. So he is proposing an international team of observers to go into Florida and to actually monitor a revote, because apparently most of these revotes, most of these undervotes, were from Democratic ballots. They were, basically these guys are saying it's because mostly blacks and senior citizens are voting and voted badly. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Dean Wheeler from International Information Consortium, a think tank in Southern California, joins us to talk about the revote, possibility of a revote, the Florida Supreme Court. I take it you think there should be a revote. Okay, Dean, we got you there, Dean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you think there should be a revote?
Well, Phil, yes, I do, because there are historical reasons for why the senior citizens and African Americans were confused by the ballot.
Well, what are those? I'd like to know what some of those are. What's the reason why an African American, unlike a white guy, can't vote properly on a ballot. And I'm not even saying that that is the real reason, but that's what you guys think.
Well, Phil, again, you have to understand something. They haven't been voting as long as white people. Black people did not have the right to vote until very recently, and so it's a new process for them.
All right, and what about the old people?
Well, in a lot of cases, a lot of them have forgotten how to vote because of their age, because of a level of dementia, and they've just they've staggered in. We had some of them are raving wildly, shouting at the top of their lungs.
You're talking about in polling places in Florida, old people staggered in and were raving?
Well, that are some of the reports we had, yes, sir. So you have to understand, in one case, there's not as much experience voting. In the other case, simply there's a lapse of memory. And so these are all the things we have to take into consideration, Phil.
All right, here's West Palm Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler's think tank must be extremely small, because I completely disagree that the United Nations should have anything to do with our electoral process.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is not unprecedented. And we have, you people in Florida seem to have a difficult time administering an election, so it certainly has,
Can you please tell me the correlation? Why, as an administrative body, would the United Nations in particular
Nations, the United Nations has precedent observing elections in the past that seem to have been improperly administered. They've done it before. They've done it internationally. And so I don't see what your confusion is.
Do you think that
All right, ma'am, thanks for your call. Here is Newark, Delaware on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just would like to say that I disagree with his the outcome of his think tank. I don't believe that there should be a re-vote.
Why?
I don't understand
why
people can't
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, why?
Because I can't see how people can't simply push a hole through a button through a hole next to a large arrow.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Why do you call it a button through a hole?
Well, because I didn't have a Chad to worry about.
Well, how did you vote?
How did I vote? I pushed these little, wonderful little buttons that were green in
Okay, now, Dean, he's asking the question why people can't figure it out.
Well,
I don't know why they can't figure it out.
I've already answered the question. I guess I could answer it again if the gentleman wants me to.
Well, let me ask this.
The answer to the question is you have historical reasons why African Americans have not voted as long as white people. You do have confusion by a lot of the elderly people who are voting. And so,
You're saying the elderly people forgot how to vote.
In many cases, that's correct, yes.
Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. San Diego, hello.
Yes, it seems that if the person is not capable of voting, if they aren't of the right mind to vote, then haven't performed their function as being an informed voter, and their vote probably shouldn't count.
Well, that's easy for a white man to say, all right? You're right.
The thing is that you speak of the hereditary difference, the cultural bias.
Yes, sir. That is correct, sir, yes.
Well, how many years does it take for somebody to learn how to punch a hole?
Well,
does it have to pass from generation to generation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, these are questions that we're trying to answer right now at our consortium, but we do know that most of the undervotes were Democratic.
Let me jump in with a thought here, Dean.
Before you jump in with a thought, understand that I work at the think tank, okay? And we spend an awful lot of time considering these questions. So when I'm talking to somebody who is a talk show host or somebody calling a talk show, I don't know that you guys have thought about this as much as I have. All right, so...
All right, well, let allow me the opportunity to say, or at least ask this question. What about the fact that that most people in the Democratic Party might be undereducated?
Well, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt the Democrats are undereducated, and I think for the most part it's probably true that they have a hard time grasping the situation. That's why I think the United Nations coming in and observing this is going to go a long way toward making this a fair vote.
So we need the UN to come in because we got a lot of dumb voters.
Well, you know what, Phil? In a matter of speaking, that's correct, yes.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from International Information Consortium. He thinks a UN observation team should come in and observe a revote in Florida because older people and African Americans can't figure the ballot out, according to you. Most of these undervotes are Democratic.
That's what we're seeing, Phil. I mean, you can get angry at me if you want, but
I'm not angry at you. You're saying that most of these are Democratic.
That is correct. And I will tell you something, Phil, as far as we can see, we need to send people into these neighborhoods to observe.
All right, here is Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, right.
African-Americans still get very uncomfortable around legal documents such as voting ballots, court documents, jail release papers. That's what we're talking about.
I don't understand how you believe that if people cannot go ahead and figure out who to vote for, that bringing the UN would help any, because who's going to explain this to
people? Well, we think if you have
people
who are undereducated, there's an opportunity for them to become...
conned?
Well, to be conned or manipulated, yeah.
So you think that the UN should be brought in to educate people in
our country? Well, we need the United Nations to make sure that it's a fair process.
Here's San Bernardino on the Phil... San Bernardino on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, sir, good.
This is absolutely...
We need to send people into these neighborhoods to slowly explain the voting system to a lot of these folks.
All right. I've been voting since I was 18. I'm almost 40 years old. I've never had any kind of a problem getting a vote properly accomplished. I mean, these guys who are...
Are you a Democrat?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, then we're not talking about you.
We're talking about Democrats, not Republicans. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler of International Information Consortium. So this is kind of a complicated thing for people to figure out, but what's going on is that most of the undervotes in the state of Florida are undervotes having to do with Democrats, right?
Well, that's correct, Phil. They are noticing that the pile, the Al Gore votes are stacking up, and the George Bush votes are not.
And these are the undervotes, the people who didn't punch the card right.
That is correct, yeah. Mostly blacks, mostly older people, a lot of minorities, a lot of Cubans and that kind of thing. People who have a difficult time with legal documentation, they may be new to the country. And a lot of people who, for instance, people who come from Central America where you had military dictatorships, they don't get the whole idea of voting either. They think you just go in and punch out all the holes.
What do you mean? They think you go in and punch out all the holes?
Right. To them, it's like a game, and it's ridiculous. And so they figure those are all Gore votes. Anybody?
Oh, so a guy is so stupid that he goes in and punches all the holes in the ballot. Got to be a guy for Gore.
You bet. Uh huh.
You bet.
Well, you know.
Is that your opinion?
Well, I don't see how you argue against it.
So idiots vote for Al Gore.
Well, I'd say no. I'm not saying that anybody who voted for Al Gore is an idiot. I'm saying if you are an idiot, it's most likely you did vote for Al Gore. Yes, sir.
Here's Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm responding to Dean's comments about this voting in Florida.
You bet.
I totally disagree with the point of view. I belong to minority group, and I totally disagree that
are you
people in minority group are dumb enough.
No. Well, are you Democrat, sir?
I am basically, yes, I favor Democrat, and I'm neutral, let's put it that way.
Did you know all about punching out the holes and all that?
Yes, I do. Listen to it every day on the TV.
Okay, you bet, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I, frankly speaking, I say that it's not right saying that Afro-American people are so dumb that they cannot make a hole in the paper.
I think that's what you're saying too, Dean.
No, hold on, gentlemen. I never used the word dumb with regard to the
Afro-American people.
Yes, sir. I'm saying they haven't voted as long, so they can't. They don't know how to do it.
It does
as
not
well
take
whites.
Ages for people to figure out how to make a hole in a car.
Exactly. Here's
a
question.
They did have these papers
right
mailed to their homes to figure it out beforehand before they
vote.
I want to ask a question. How long do you think it takes a man to figure out how to punch a hole?
5 minutes.
Well, if you're talking about the African American community,
I belong to a minority group, and I am totally disgusted by your opinion
what?
That Afro American people or any of the minority groups are so dumb that they cannot figure it out.
I want to ask you, what tribe are you from, sir?
What do you mean by that?
What tribe?
I'm an Asian.
He's an Asian Indian. He's not American Indian.
Oh, all right. Okay, you bet. Uh-huh. Well, I'm just saying it probably takes a good 40 years.
40? Hold on for a minute. Thank you for your call, sir. 40 years. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler from the International Information Consortium. And as you know, they are contemplating a revote in Florida. The Supreme Court in Florida is contemplating, is now going over the legal interpretation. That's kind of redundant. They're going over the interpretation of the laws that apply as to whether a revote should take place. And at the heart and soul of this revote are these chads, pregnant chads. And what is a chad? It's that little paper square that you punch out of the ballot. Now, Mr. Wheeler, I don't for a minute think that you're a man who means ill, but you're saying things like senior citizens were delirious and may have forgotten how to vote, black people haven't voted as long as white people, and all of that adds up to a Democratic vote that's no good.
Well, Phil, you know, there's a little old saying called, you know, don't shoot me, I'm only the messenger, okay?
Yeah, sir, I know that you're only the messenger, all right? I want to know what you believe, because if you were involved in a think tank...
Well, you want to know what I believe?
Yes.
What I believe is that there should be some United Nations observation...
But that's unprecedented in the history of this country, United Nations observation of an election. In other words...
Well, I mean, you asked me what my answer is, and I believe that this election is so far... gone and so far beyond the grasp of the courts and the canvassing boards and the counties involved, I honestly believe the United Nations, under the aegis of some kind of a peacekeeping force or observational team, go into Florida.
You mean the guys with the blue helmets standing around and?
Well, yeah, the any observation team
standing around and monitoring the vote.
Standing around monitoring the vote and. And
how do they do this? They go into the booth with a black guy or a old person.
You bet. And if they have a question, or if they have a hard time punching a hole out, for instance, it's obvious that those people want to vote for Gore. I think the United Nations individuals could really do a great service by just simply reminding the elderly and the folks who to vote for.
All right, so you got a United Nations guy standing in the polling place and saying to them, remember, you're voting for Gore.
You bet, if that was the intent.
And what if they want to vote for Bush?
Well, I just don't think that's possible.
You don't think it's possible?
No, sir, I do not.
Because you know that the Republican Party has an ever-increasing number of African-Americans.
Well, it's nothing, you know. I didn't see that many at the convention last summer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler with us. Here is Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a good time listening to this. I happen to be an African-American male, age 28, in Portland, Oregon, originally from the south side of Chicago.
Right, well, you're not in Florida or anything like that, right?
Thank God, no.
Okay, yeah, you bet. Yeah,
but,
you bet.
You know, let me tell you something. I agree that the situation is out of hand and pretty doggone messed up, but these sweeping terms being used to describe the ability of the African-American population down there to vote, or as someone put it, quite simply, punch a hole in a car.
Well, I'll tell you, the whole thing's balled up pretty bad, you know, and we're just trying to look at some ways to try to kind of clean this thing up.
Well, I understand,
you know, the whole deal's just balled up pretty bad.
You're making some very broad generalizations about a cultural group in the process. And,
not to mention,
you know,
senior
and
citizens. Senior citizens that are too old to remember how to vote.
Well, I'm trying to come up with some answers here. I work with a think tank where, you know, we sit there and we say, well, okay, what's the deal?
I'd like to question some of that thinking going on relative to at least the African American component. I'm not a senior citizen and I won't attempt to speak for them. But, you know,
I just think you get an old person and you get a black person in the booth, they're not going to vote for Bush. Okay, so all the United Nations would be there to ensure that their votes go to Gore the way they intended them to.
Let me get to the point,
okay,
if I may, without
being interrupted here. Who'd you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Yes, sir.
Sitting out here, I decided not to vote for either Gore or Bush because I couldn't stand either of the two, and I pitched my vote for Ralph Nader as a protest.
Okay, Ralph Nader. All right, now that's a guy there who's... I am not going to sit here and discuss the question of whether you should have voted for Nader. You went for the gay vote?
I have a question for you about this punch card.
The gay vote.
Well, a vote for Nader is a vote for the gay vote.
The punch card system...
Are you sure you voted for Nader, by the way?
...in Chicago, Illinois...
Are you sure you voted for Nader?
Stop changing the dog.
No, I'm just asking you questions, sir.
I think you're making my point.
What are you saying that for?
Well, I'm just asking him if he's sure he voted for Nader.
I am absolutely certain who I voted for.
How do you know?
Thank you very much.
All right, okay.
Because I'm not going to change the subject.
You wouldn't want to go back and re-vote for Nader,
in Chicago, this punch card system, and I have seen the ballot, as well as the mechanism used in Florida, and I recognize it as the one that has been put in place in Chicago. It was introduced in the mid-1980s. We had a great deal of brouhaha when things were introduced.
You betcha.
However, let me make something very clear to you. I have used that system, and so have an awful lot of people.
All right.
Any argument that that we haven't, as blacks, voted long enough to know how to use it as a crock because we've had the right to vote longer than the doggone punch cards have been around.
Well, the whole deal with... Now, Phil, you want to grab a beer after the show, by the way?
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know where we're going. Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a beer after the show.
Pardon?
All right.
I'm just answering the gentleman's question. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm just appalled by this guy's comment. I mean, I just...
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to tell you. I think a lot of the black
for folks... you to suggest that African-Americans are dumb...
I said you haven't voted long enough, so you can't get the whole... deal on how to do it.
What does it take to get the whole deal on how to do it?
Well, you go in there and you got a whole lot of different cards and all that nonsense, and you want to punch out, like if you want to vote for Gore, you're black, correct, sir?
That is correct.
All right, so I imagine you want Gore, so you just want to...
Wait.
Why do you assume I want Gore because I'm black?
That's a good question. Why do you do that?
Well, don't you?
No. I mean, I'm not actually going to answer that question, but how do you assume I want Gore because I'm black?
Well, wait a second. You're from you come from Africa, though, right? Don't you?
That is correct.
Okay, you probably don't. You don't. Then you can't vote.
Yes, I can. I'm a citizen.
Oh, okay.
And I did vote.
Well, now I'm all messed up because I.
Well, never mind. Answer the guy's question. Because he's black, why do you assume he's voting for Gore?
Well, you look down in Florida. Statistically, the person that you think you voted for, you didn't vote for. All right.
Tell you what.
That's generally what they do. I know who you voted for. You voted for Alan Keyes. There you go. You voted for Alan Keyes, didn't you?
I voted for what?
Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes.
He was the only black guy that they had.
Wait a minute. I mean, how do you? I mean, how do you assume I voted for Alan Keyes because he's a black guy?
Well, all right.
That's such a narrow-minded point of view, in my opinion.
Well, that's true, sir. Well, I don't mean to offend you, sir. I'm just trying. I got it. You voted for Jesse Jackson. You write him in.
Will you get off of that with Jesse Jackson, Alan Keyes? Al Gore, maybe he voted for Pat Buchanan. You ought to tell him you voted for Pat Buchanan, sir. That's what you should say, and that'll...
Okay, well, Phil, what I'm trying to do is make sure every single person, every single African of American descent has the opportunity to have his vote counted.
You know,
and I'll tell you something right now, a lot of these guys...
For you to suggest that in order to do that, they need to have United Nations come in, I think that's so ridiculous and it's comical.
All right, sir,
besides,
I
think you need to educate yourself, sir.
Well, sir, I'm
just trying to assume...
You bet.
Every African-American is dumb.
They can't figure out a ballot box.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you bet. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not...
Are you saying black people are dumb?
You know what?
I don't care to continue this conversation. I'm not trying to.
Okay. He hung up. He's mad. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I have a couple of concerns about this.
You bet. Uh-huh.
One is that our votes are not anonymous, our secret ballot. Is that correct?
Well, if we have a revote on the United Nations, it'll be totally secret. I mean, there will be
United Nations. Well, it's secret now. The voting is secret now, and I'm confused about how
you
would...
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted.
Well, was it secret?
No one knows what I voted for, except
for
me.
Okay, well, then no one knows who you voted for?
What? How do they know that I personally voted for one person as opposed to the next?
Well, we do
know...
Well, they do know who you voted for because they have observation posts.
And the question is that you can specifically say that the older Americans and African Americans voted incorrectly.
Well, they
how do you know? And you're also saying that
any black man who voted for Bush made a mistake, so he should be allowed to go.
But he just said any black man who voted for Bush made a mistake.
Obviously, so he should be allowed.
There's no obvious there.
Well,
absolute obvious there. And the other question is you keep saying that. The black people haven't voted as long. No, women haven't voted as long either.
Well, a lot of you make mistakes, too, as a matter of fact.
Most of you
who voted for Gore, you should be voting for Bush.
So you're
I don't know what you're saying now, anyway.
No, I'm just saying that what you're supposed. Who'd you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah.
I voted for Bush.
Okay, you should have voted for Gore.
Why?
Because most women voted for Gore. See, you blew it.
And
the reason why is because you need help. You need to be...
Okay, she needs help because she hasn't been voting that long because she's a woman. How can you say she should have voted for Gore when she voted for Bush based upon a poll?
Because most women were voting for Gore and she was voting for Bush. I think it was she was confused.
I'm not confused
right.
at all.
Thank you for
I gotta
get to another call. Thank you for your call. Claremont on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be educated, right? I'm sitting here
I
cannot
work for
believe
tank.
What I'm hearing.
Well, I work for a think tank, ma'am.
A think tank. That just sounds so, I don't know, preposterous. You're sitting there. You sound
you bet.
Like a moron. You're making such large generalizations
about
just
talking
so
about
many people.
Americans?
Say that because you're a woman that you should vote. That I did not vote for Gore, and I never would vote for a man who wears more makeup than I do.
Well, you need to go back and re-vote, and you do.
No, why would I re-vote? That's ridiculous.
You need to have the opportunity to re-vote because you voted for the wrong guy.
Why would I vote for the wrong man?
A lot of these blacks.
Because I'm incapable of making my own decisions?
Uh-huh. Okay, you bet. Are you sure you didn't vote for the wrong guy?
I know who I voted for. Who did you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I missed the polling time because I was working
you
pretty late that night.
You missed the polling time. I
you
think that you are full of a lot of bull.
No, ma'am. No.
Yeah, you are.
Ma'am, I
you
work for
you. You guys sit around.
Consortium?
You probably think you have a pretty high IQ, and you and the rest of your friends and your work, and you guys sit around and you blah 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 this and blah blah that, and you think you want to tell everybody how to do everything.
Well, ma'am, what we're trying to do is work out an election that seems to be pretty confusing.
You know, all those
I'm
stupid
to
people who didn't know what they were doing.
You bet.
Their votes are now void.
Okay, you bet.
Oh well, and if they were black or old, doesn't matter. It was just who they were.
Well, you need to revote.
As a person. There's no revote. You don't get a second chance.
Well, a lot of black people should be allowed to revote because some of them voted for Buchanan. Of course, you know that's impossible.
Well, then that's their stupid mistake.
That's impossible. They could never have. I think that they changed. Somebody changed the vote on them.
No.
Wait a minute. Now you're saying the ballots were tampered with?
I would just no. I
you
think
know
they
what?
Were
if they were tampered with, it was by the Democrats who went in there afterwards and was like, "Hey, how about that guy that got arrested with the voting thing? You can't sit around and talk about this like that."
Well, now let me ask you, what do you think a think tank? What do you think a think tank is?
It sounds like a bunch of people sitting around talking about what
you
they think.
You bet.
About what they think.
That's right. That's it.
And how they think things are. I think you guys are a little bit arrogant.
Wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. Is that what a think tank? Because I've never known either what a think. You guys sit around and you just talk about what you think.
And you get paid for it?
Yes, ma'am. You bet.
That's funny.
What the hell is that?
Because
do you guys have coffee?
That job?
Oh, sure. We get coffee. You can have a cigarette or cigar if you want. Sure.
And you can sit around and talk about crap about what you think.
Yeah, but
about
I'm thinking about.
What he thinks.
Stuff that I think about, yeah.
That's just a joke.
Well, you may think it's
really
a joke, but hey, ma'am, I've got a very high IQ, you should respect me.
You might have a high IQ.
I went to a big
college.
But you
don't sound like you're all there because you're letting your opinions get in the way.
What did you guys think? Let me ask you, what did you guys think about today?
Well, basically, we thought that there should be a revote in Florida, and we also think that Coke is better than Pepsi.
They
don't
get a second chance just because they messed up.
Well, they asked
that's
us. I said they're going to have a revote
right,
and have a UN
fair.
Guy. And there should be a UN observer.
The UN, because we're so stupid that we can't take care of ourselves.
No, I think,
we're incompetent.
Ma'am, I think that there should be a UN observer reminding you to vote for Gore because you obviously needed that.
She votes for Bush.
Babies. It's a totally different subject. My reason for
then I could make
for
a statement.
Voting for Bush was my own reason.
Well, why not?
Looking at either of those men, I wouldn't have voted for either of them.
Why not vote for a man who kills babies? I mean, that's the.
Because
what do you think about Coke? What do you think about Coke versus Pepsi?
I think Coke is much better.
Okay, that's what we were thinking about today. And just like last week, I was thinking about my neighbor in the shower, and we spent 3 days discussing it.
Your neighbor in a shower.
There's something wrong with you.
People from France are very smart. They should watch over us.
From
and if we get
France?
United Nations observers.
They're very smart?
Yes, they are, ma'am.
Oh, my God. You are funny.
Wait a minute. You're saying we should have UN observers from France.
Well, I think it's the only way to have UN observers standing next to this lady because she sounds like she's all in a ball. She doesn't know what's
I'm
up.
I'm not in a ball. I am fairly fairly intelligent
French
myself.
French are very smart. They like Jerry Lewis and a lot of the, different things like that. So
the
we need
French
to have them.
Smart?
All right, look, it just because they like Jerry Lewis doesn't mean they should be administering or luring out.
Jerry
like
Lewis
Jerry
is right.
Lewis?
Let's say that Nutty Professor deal, that's a hell of a deal. And that other guy that he did, that disorderly deal. You see a
I
lot of that stuff.
That
okay.
Cinderfella. Time on your hands. Do you see
you
a
ever see Cinderfella? All right.
Okay. Look, we're going to take a break. Good luck on your revote.
Well, they need to have a revote, Phil.
Hell no.
Yeah. We got to get the black people to get it straight.
No revote.
Yes.
No.
Revote, yes.
No
I've been thinking
chances.
About, you know what I was thinking about the last 3 minutes?
What?
About what you look like in the shower.
Oh, and I got,
okay, that's really great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Here is a story that I printed off because this is different from the one that I read you yesterday about Gore's big money backers saying that he blew the campaign. This is different. This is today, and I forget where I got it, but anyway, it's from New York, and it's Dateline today. Anxiety is growing among senior Democrats that Al Gore may soon go past the point when he can realistically take Florida and the White House, and that he risks making himself appear a loser. Mr. Gore will face intense pressure from within his own party to concede the presidential race if hand recounts now underway in three Florida counties are either declared void by the courts or if they fail to produce enough fresh votes to push him into the lead in the state. Aides to the vice president continue to say he's ready to pursue further legal avenues in the event that the hand counts do not favor him. God, that's what's making people nuts. That's what's driving guys like me out of my freaking mind when I got to hear that. We're going to pursue other legal avenues. What do you think the rank and file of America is more sick of today probably than anything else? It's every time somebody turns around and says, we're taking this to court. You know, you may think it's great because you got your little individual case, but the rest of us, it's just making us sick to our stomach. And when this guy thinks he's going to be president of the United States or presumes to be president of the United States or at least have the qualifications of one, says, well, we'll pursue other legal avenues, as if I'm going to be proud of him. Action may include appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, there you go. We need that. We need that like I need five more holes in the head. But if he did, he would be abandoned even by some of his most staunch supporters. Thank God. The Gore ranks are still far from broken, in part because opinion polls suggest a still tolerant American public. Some loyalists apparently believe the game is already lost, though. Willie Brown, Democratic mayor of San Francisco, had this to say. It's over. Finished. That wasn't the case 4 days ago, but then he was winning the public relations battle, but no more. So that's the blunt-speaking Willie Brown. So I said it, I think the day after the day of the election, I said that the Phil Hendry Show declared Gore the winner. Then the next day we said he's dead meat. So I think that's being even-handed. We called it for Gore. Now we're calling it for Bush. Huh? Oh, let me call up CNN. Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.